This interview was recorded for the International Bomber Command Centre Digital Archive, which owns the copyright for this performance.
This interview is being conducted for the Bomber Command Centre. The interviewer is Dave Pelsworth. The interviewee is James Freud.
Froud.
The interviewing is taking place at Mr. Froud's home in Bury St. Edmunds on the 9th of November 2014. Time is 11:25.
I was in Kent. I was about 20, I suppose, 19 or 20. I hadn't been called up because I was in a reserved occupation. Anyway, I went to the RAF was very busy with German invaders, fighters and bombers, and I thought I'd go in and become a pilot. Spitfire pilot, of course. And that was all very well. Anyway, I went to London for an interview, and I can't remember quite where it was, but it's a well-known centre for the RAF. Had an interview, had a medical, and then was put on a reserved list, and I was reserved for a year. One thing that annoys me about it is that I was issued with a little silver badge which goes in your lapel, and I very quickly lost that, which was unfortunate because everybody thought I was skiving. Anyway, not everybody perhaps. I finished up going into the service, and I was called up to Lord's Cricket Ground for FF High. And then we were put in some billets, which were fairly new flats, opposite Regent's Park. One thing I had to have done when I was in very quickly, because I wasn't very well, but I had to have a tooth out. Having that out must have upset me, because I was then very quickly put into a sick bay, which was a house within Regent's Park. Whether that house is still there, I don't know. And that, of course, I missed the squad that I was with. Anyway, I was put in another squad, and eventually cut it for a minute.
Interview paused.
Torquay, and eventually failed the navigation exams. So I then went to Paignton, repeated them, and failed them again. So I was then sent to Eastchurch and remustered to Gunnery Course. From there to Bridlington, Bridge North, and finally Stormy Down, which was a flying airfield just perched on the coast in south of Wales. From there, I think we met up a number of members of air crew, bombers, bomb aimers, gunners, wireless ops, navigators and pilots and gunners, I said gunners. And we just made a crew up. You weren't allocated a crew, you just sorted yourself out. We then, I imagine, we went to Market Harbour. Where we flew in, Wellingtons, Sir Alfred Wellingtons, and from there we apparently went to Husband's Bosworth, which were, again, was Wellington's operational, what did they call the place? Yes, it was OTU, Operational Training Unit. And from there, we went to Swinderby and flew in Stirlings, which we didn't like a lot, or I didn't. And the next move was Syston for change over to Lancaster's. How long we stayed there was about 2 months, roughly. This was in May 1944. From Syston, can't remember the antics we got up to there, but I do remember going to Nottingham to a dance just before we started flying, and came back, it must have been early afternoon, since it's in May, June area, and we're on top of a bus, saw Lancaster circle round, and then he suddenly nosedived straight into the deck. Not funny, what a first experience. We must have been absolutely stupid, because we didn't take any notice. We carried on. And well, then, at the finish of the training there, which was mainly for pilots, although we all did a little bit, we went to War Boys. We went to Dunholm Lodge from Syston, and we were there apparently 2 months. A quick look through the book. Switch him off for a minute.
Interview paused.
And this was in 44. So I was 22, wasn't I? Yeah. We finished on Stirlings on the 5th of the 5th, 44, and my next reference is for Lancaster's, and that must have been on Syston. Yeah. And that was on the 10th of the 5th, 44. my record keeping may not be all that good, actually.
Interview paused.
Circuit and landing. Mitchell was our pilot's name, and the instructor was Flight Lieutenant Singer. And then, having done dual circuits and landings, we did solo circuit and landings. And we did that at 12:35, so 10:15 we were doing the first circuit and landings. At 12:35, we were doing a solo. That's a pilot, of course, doing flying. I just sat there in the turret and looked out for an enemy aircraft over England. Not a lot. And we were most of the bit there was circuit and landing, circuits and landing, circuits and landings. All pilot practice. Oh, there's something I did. Fighter affiliation gyro, corkscrew. That was for my benefit. Half an hour. No, sorry, 50 minutes. That's not half an hour. 50 minutes. And then we'd obviously moved. To Dunholm Lodge. It doesn't tell you where it is.
Interview paused.
A little town in France. Ornay-sur-Odon. I remember the Winko saying, down the bloody drain. You don't have to put that in. That's... Next one was Beauvoir. Next stop. And the third one wasn't so funny. They were two fairly easy ones. The third one was to Wesseling in Germany. We were hit by a flak. We'd got 70 holes in the aircraft. We'd lost an engine. This is from memory. And the skipper did three overshoots. I mean, with three engines, it's not quite so easy to fly an aircraft, is it? And control called up and said, you're number 20 on the circuit. You've got the circuit to yourself. Take your time, more or less. We'd actually lost 12 aircraft from the airfield. I forgot the number of the other squadron. Both squadrons had lost 6. Now that's a heck of a lot of people to be missing. But we didn't really know any of those people. We'd only been on the squadron a short while. We'd done 3 trips, and we were billeted in Nissen huts. Although we'd got a mess to go to, we didn't really know any or very few of the other crews. We got another crew in the hut with us, 2 crews to a hut. They had survived that episode. And we continued flying with 44 Squadron, which incidentally was a Rhodesian squadron. flying length one and length threes. So we continued. I don't know whether I was.
Interview paused.
On the canals in France and Germany, and we went through Wesseling. So whilst we went through, I ducked down so they didn't spot me. Didn't know we'd dropped the bombs on them. A marquee, and then still at 44. Creel, wherever that is. France again. Oh, then we had a little go at Stuttgart. The second one at Stuttgart, TNCO, duty not carried out, starboard outer US return to base. Oh, this wasn't nice, by the look of it. Where do we go then? Gavors, Lyon, is that correct? Which is right the other end of France. And I've got port engine badly damaged, petrol tank hold, and as far as I remember, that was a Lancaster below us had raked the whole of the aircraft. I remember it had actually hit the tramways that my ammunition went up. You know, they went along the tramways to the rear turret, filled up from the bottom, and stopped those working. It upset the navigator and the wireless up on the way through. But fortunately, nobody was hit. I've got port engine badly damaged, petrol tank hold, Gavors, Lyon. Chateauray, where's that? I don't know. Gavors, Lyon. Now, we then, the powers that be had obviously weighed up what the bomber, who acted as a second instrument operator, I can't think of the name of the set. It was H2S, and there was another one, and they were good at operating them, so they sent us to Allboys. There's an NTU. I can't recall what NTU meant. It's a training unit, and we just did 5 hours 35 with them, and that was a swap over to Pathfinder Force. Now my first two operations with them were to Darmstadt and Stuttgart with warrant officer Price. So I was obviously a spare gunner. I remember the chap whose place I took, I knew. He was killed later on, or lost. But that's life. There we go.
Interview paused.
Just watch my hand. Like that. like that, and came up like that, slowly. So you changed. If a fighter was coming in from here, you went like that, he'd missed you. All the object of that corkscrew was so that he couldn't get a bead on you, he couldn't. Other set they operated was Loran, L-O-R-I-N, and it's still being used, that type of radar, now, in today's aircraft. Loran.